Better skills, better doctors. Join Rebecca Ong and Michael Peluso from TCM Hub as we go beyond the nuts and bolts of clinical practice to navigate some of the more challenging aspects of being a self-employed physician.
Welcome to Better Skills, Better Doctors. We are your hosts, Rebecca Ong
and Michael Peluso.
Before we dive in, be sure to head over to tcm-hub.com and click Hub Community to join a network of your colleagues. There you can get help with your herbal medicine cases and get coached on topics covered in this podcast. Hub Community is only for those who are licensed practitioners of Chinese medicine and students who are enrolled in an accredited Chinese medicine program. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for joining me today. So recently I was coaching a client and she was ready to move into the next phase of her business. And she was in private practice and she wanted to create something different, but she was having a hard time seeing it. I'd given an action step to complete between calls that included her listing out the qualities of her future self and then putting those qualities through a specific coaching tool that I like to use from time to time. The assignment was meant to be approached with an open mind and an open heart and to just allow herself to dream with no consequence. The next time we met, she reported back that she found the assignment super helpful because, quote, it gave me permission to be playful. This feedback really stuck with me because so many of us tend to get hyper-focused on getting everything right and never making mistakes. And when we want to make a change in our life, whether it's a career change or a relationship change, or even just implementing something new, we try so hard to visualize the end result clearly, and when we can't, it blocks us from moving forward. When we're in this place of being afraid to make the wrong decision and needing to ensure that everything will turn out perfect, we're operating not only from a place of scarcity, but there's a tightness and a rigidity that just doesn't allow us to be flexible. And it's easy to get caught up in wanting everything to be perfect or being overly cautious so as to not make the wrong move when it comes to business. You know, our businesses, they're how we earn our living and it's how we support ourselves and our families. And because of that, we will have the thought, I can't afford to make mistakes or I can't afford to fail. Your brain is jumping to the vision of all your patients leaving, you know, you living out of your car, your kids going hungry, or you losing your house, and all of these extreme scenarios that are just not realistic. A lot of things have to go very wrong for you to have, or you have to make absolutely zero effort for you to go from where you are now, which is listening to this podcast from your smartphone or your computer, to living on the streets. For the vast majority of you listening, if not all of you, that's a very unlikely consequence of you trying something new in your business. Yet, we all go there, including me. It's so interesting, though, that starting a business while carrying the thought, I can't afford to fail, will more often than not result in failure. It's ironic, right? Because the thought, I can't afford to fail, generates a feeling of fear or cautiousness that makes people only take tiny little steps or tiny little moves. They only dip, you know, the tippy toe in the water instead of taking massive action and jumping all in. So back to flexibility. If you're looking to be inspired, you need to be flexible. Inspiration and growth, it can never be forced. Great things that are meant for us can't be revealed when our brains are gripped in panic or gripped in the fear of failure. They usually come when we're not even thinking of the decision that we're trying to make. You know, we've all heard stories or maybe experienced it yourself of great ideas revealing themselves when least expected. You know, Michael did a podcast episode a while ago. It's called The Most Dangerous Prayer. And he told his story of dire time in his life that turned around for him when he threw up his hands and went into full surrender. The more we rack our brains, trying to come up with the next big thing, the tighter we become, and the more we actually block those great ideas from coming to us. Thinking the consequences are high and taking action from pressure can have the opposite effect. It often does. Some people can do really well and produce great results with their backs up against the wall, but there comes a time in your life and career where that type of fuel becomes unsustainable, or it only produces a certain level or quality of result that you're looking to move on from. Being driven by pressure and fear is a great way to burn yourself out. Approaching your business from a place of playfulness is a great way to keep things light and keep things open. You know, I want to clarify that when I say playful, I don't mean reckless. Reckless would be having an idea pop into your head and just going for it with no consideration, no strategy, and no calculations. All right. Actions taken from recklessness are often coming from a feeling of impatience or wanting to escape. And I don't recommend that approach. There's something called the Marshmallow Challenge that was designed as an experiment to see how different groups respond to unfamiliar situations. For the experiment, they gave each team dry spaghetti, string, masking tape, and a marshmallow. And the challenge was to build the tallest freestanding structure with these items and then balance the marshmallow at the top. And the groups that they tested were recent business school students, or just recent business school graduates, lawyers, kindergartners, architects and engineers, and CEOs. And the results were fascinating because the group that consistently performed well, I mean, outside of the architects and the engineers, because that's just, you know, that's obviously, that's a given. So the group that consistently performed well, surpassing the CEOs, the business school graduates, and the lawyers, were the kindergartners. And the group who performed the worst were the recent business school graduates. The business school graduates performed poorly because they're trained to come up with one perfect strategy, while the kindergartners were detached from the outcome of failure. They didn't argue over whose plan to follow. They just started, failed at some attempts, learned what wasn't working along the way, and then made adjustments accordingly. They were simply just playing and learning by doing. They weren't afraid to make mistakes and ended up with the best outcome. Playfulness comes from curiosity and detaching yourself from the outcome. When you approach your business from a place of curiosity, you start asking yourself questions like, I wonder what would happen if I did this, or if I want this, what are all the ways that I can get there? Versus, what's the best way to do this, or what's the best way to get there? So instead of trying to predict the future from the present, try just going to the world of make-believe and decide what you want your future to look like. This is similar to the future self exercise that I did an episode on a few weeks back. Just get really detailed describing what you're doing, how you got there, and any other details that you want to create for your future. And then pick one thing from that land of make-believe and list all the ways that you can achieve that result from a place of playfulness and curiosity. And make the decision to do one of those things and see how it turns out. And just remember, there are no right or wrong decisions. There are only decisions. That's all I have for today. If you need help with getting unstuck, getting out of your own way, or feeling dissatisfied in any way, and wanting to step into the next version of yourself and your business, then life and performance coaching may be exactly what you need. Head over to tcm-hub.com/livingpractice or click Living Practice at the top of the page. There, you can read more about coaching for self-employed medicine physicians and schedule an introductory chat with me. If you found this episode valuable, please share with a friend. And if you could also be so kind as to take a moment to leave a written review in your Apple Podcast app or rate us on Spotify, we would really appreciate it. Thanks for listening and for considering new perspectives. Talk to you next time. Bye. Rebecca Ong is a certified professional life coach for Chinese medicine physicians. She is not a certified financial planner, financial advisor, or accountant. Life coaching is not a substitute for therapy, medicine, or medical treatment. Anything discussed in this podcast is for general education and entertainment purposes. season.